But a lot of people looking at this and saying, you know what? The tough part of the schedule is coming into play here. The tough part of the schedule is coming into play, and reality is going to set in, and we're going to see that it's fool's gold once again. Now, if the Indians are in it in September, the fans will show up, Chris. They will. The fans will show up. If you're in the race in the last month of the season, the fans will show up. You have to earn the fans' respect. It's not just given because you're pitching well or that you played well for 3 or 4 months last year and 3 or 4 months this year. Play well all season long, Chris Perez, as a team. Make that last two-week stretch matter and count for the division or one of the two wild cards. Win in September, and they will come. They will show up. Chris Perez doesn't understand that. He's upset, whining and crying. Oh, they show up for the Browns. Oh, they show up for the Cavaliers. Well, the Cavaliers had an exciting player to go see this year, even after they lost one of the most exciting players in the history of the franchise, Kyrie Irving, Rookie of the Year. Somebody to go see. Somebody who came through in the clutch, who would hit a grand slam home run. In other words, a driving layup to win the game, or two free throws to win the game, or a jumper to win the game. Progress being made after being down and out and rebuilding. This team is surviving because of the division it plays in, not because of how good they are. They're an average team. They're a 500 baseball team. And Chris, if you want to be mad, okay, if you want to be upset with somebody, be upset at your owners and your front office, because they're the ones that are holding you back. They're the ones who spent $800,000 on George Lopez, $500,000 on Shelley Duncan, $482,000 on Richie Cunningham, paid Grady Sizemore, who hasn't played an inning yet this year, $5 million, spent $1.25 million on the rusty gate that is Johnny Damon in left field. I believe Travis Buck. Dino, did they not sign Travis Buck in the offseason for $580,000? He hadn't done jack squat for them, right? Am I accurate in saying that Travis Buck was one of those offseason free agent signings by the Indians?
No, he was one of last year's offseason free agent.
That's what
he
was.
Just got let go by whatever team. That's why I think
that's
he was top of your mind.
But it was last year.
He has been a member of the Band-Aid Club.
The Band-Aid Club. That's very. Yep. I like the way it's put over the last two. So I apologize. All right, when I'm wrong, that was last year's Band-Aid. He's not part of this year's Band-Aid Club. But you know what? Dan Wheeler was for $900,000, and Derek Lowe for $5 million. That's starting to come around the way I thought it would. And we've got Arsenio Hall pitching in the bullpen for $480,000. You want to add all that up? Let's add it up. $14.5 million for those bumps. That they could have taken half of that money, gave it to Willingham, Josh Willingham, to be your number four hitter, and maybe you're winning more games. Maybe you're leading the division by 3 or 4 games. Maybe you're more exciting to watch. Maybe more fans would show up if that happened, but it didn't. They wasted money on guys like Russ Statsnik. I'm sorry, you're right. Russ Kanzler was another guy they got this offseason, not Travis Buck. Buck was last. George Carlin was another guy I forgot to add to the Band-Aid Club for the Indians, right? And aren't they paying Fausto Carmona something this year, too? Didn't they redo his contract? And he's pitched the same amount of innings that Dave DiNatale has pitched for the Cleveland Indians this year. Zero. Grady Sizemore has played the same amount of innings as Dave DiNatale and Fausto Carmona, Heredia, Hernandez, whatever the hell his name. He's pitched the same amount of innings, and there are millions of dollars being wasted. But they did not go and get Josh Willingham, who would play every day, bat fourth, lead the team in home runs and RBIs. So, Chris, don't be upset with the fans. Be upset with your ownership and your front office for going out and getting a bunch of Band-Aids to put on the severe wound that we've all known has been there for 2 years. That's what I have to say about Chris Perez. Can't argue about the way he's pitching. Best closer in baseball this year. Blew the first save. He's pitched well. He's done his, he's done his job. But, Chris, don't get upset with the fans. Prove it to them. They saw this movie last year. It's Groundhog's Day all over again, right? The Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day. It is. Get back up. It's a year later. Hey, the Indians are in first place. Next day, get back up. Hey, the Indians are in first place, but the game difference isn't as many as it was yesterday. Oh, the Indians are tied for first place. Oh, the Indians are out of first place. Oh, the June swoon is here, just like last year. Oh, July's going to come, and they're going to be out of it. Boom. And right on cue, Tony Sipp just gave up an upper deck blast to, I believe that was A-Rod. So if you're going to be upset with somebody, Chris Perez, be upset with the front office and the ownership, not with the fans. You have to earn their respect. You have to win something, Chris. Not just be in first place, actually win when the season is over. See, here's the thing, Chris, all right? You don't make the playoffs by being in first place on June 15th. You make the playoffs when you are in first place at the end of September, when October 1st rolls around. That's when you get in the playoffs. You are not rewarded. This isn't like single A or double A or triple A baseball where they take the first half winner and the second half winner and they play each other and you make the playoff. No, it's not how it works in Major League Baseball. You have to be in first place when the last game is played. That's when you make the playoffs. That's how you earn the respect of the fans. It's not given, it's earned, Chris Perez. While you may be doing your job individually, and you are, and I give you credit for that, just shut up and pitch. The fans will show up if you win as a team and make the playoffs. And in most baseball cities, it is like that. There are certain cities that are baseball cities. There are certain cities that are football cities. There are certain cities that are basketball and hockey cities as the first sport, the most loved sport. And you happen to be playing in a city, in a state that is football driven. Get over it. Win. Make the playoffs and you'll get the support. 216-578-0850. That's your phone number to join me. You can text me at 50352 or you can tweet at me. And the Twitter feed, where my Twitch is at? My Twitch is be tweeting. That's what they be doing. Because it's blowing up already. And we'll get to my Twitter account, at RoadmanWKNR, and see what you're saying there. All right, let's get a break in, Dave DiNatale. We'll come back. We'll get this puppy started, get it rolling, get it headed in the right direction, even though the Indians are going in the wrong direction. And if you want to go in the right direction, you better make sure you have good tires on your vehicle. You better make sure the tread is there. And where else to go to make sure you have that right tread and the right tires? Then NTB, National Tire and Battery, best in the business. Been telling you about them for years, and I'll continue to tell about them because they've got a million tires available to you each and every day. Car, truck, van, SUV, whatever you're driving, doesn't matter. The tire that you need is there at NTB, but they're more than just tires at NTB. Vehicle maintenance, they service your vehicle just like anybody else does. Maybe even better with the ASE certified technicians who are doing the work on your cars at the best price in town. Absolutely. You need an oil change, they do it at NTB. You need a tune-up, they do it at NTB. How about a new battery? Got one myself there at NTB. Oh, I don't know, maybe just simple wiper blades or radiator flush. They do all of that at NTB. They're open early, they're open late, they're open 7 days a week. I love them. You will too. If you haven't given them a try, please do the next time your vehicle needs serviced or you need tires. Go to NTB. They're keeping the world in perfect motion and tell them the Roadman sent you.